With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy to be joined now by the Amesbury boys soccer coach, Maddie McLean. And Coach McLean, welcome to MSO.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's I tell you sports anyway with what was going on. But you have a terrific story. I was talking with a director of athletics up there at Amesbury, Glenn Guerin, and he was telling me about the teams this year. But let's talk a little bit about you. Give me a little bit about your background, Coach, maybe where you went to school and maybe where you went to school after school, and then we'll get into this year.
Yeah, of course. I'm actually an Amesbury High School graduate. I was fortunate enough to play soccer while I was there, so I kind of knew the in and outs of AHS sports. And then after high school, I went on to play soccer at the University of New Hampshire, where I just recently graduated, and I just finished up my master's at the University of New Hampshire as well. So my soccer career is over, which now I've always hoped and dreamed of coaching the game since I have loved it ever since I was younger, and I was given the opportunity to coach at AHS for a school that I played 4 years ago, and I couldn't be more happy just with how things have been going lately.
Are you getting to use your degree or your master's degree? Are you actually in the field that you studied? Because it's so hard to do that, especially given the current pandemic crisis.
Yeah, it's been a very weird time lately, and I was fortunate enough to have a great experience with my master's degree teaching last year, and I kind of finished up the end of my internship when schools shut down, but I was fortunate enough to be able to work in the high school this year teaching remotely some health and PE, so it's definitely been different teaching over the computer, but we are certainly getting through this as a school and as a town, and I'm just super fortunate that I can work in the school system and also coach some of the guys that I have in classes this year.
One of the great things I like, when I first started teaching, I taught math at Gloucester High School for a very long time. Back then, in order to coach, you actually had to be a teacher. Of course, that's all changed, and we have many, many great coaches all over the North Shore who are not necessarily classroom teachers, but of course as coaches they're teaching. But being in the classroom, you have that advantage, as you just said, of knowing some of your kids, but you also know some of the kids from a summer program. Is that right?
So I've coached some of the girls' side over the summer, but this was my first time being introduced to the boys' program. I know over the summer I was able to watch them a few times, but they were, or it was new for them having me as a coach, and it was new to kind of meet them for the first time, and it, like I said, have them in class this year too. So I got to know a few of them a little bit more since I had them in class, but I was fortunate enough to coach with the girls for a little bit, mm-hmm. but once the season started, it was the first time that I could meet some of the boys for our season.
You're very young, and how did the kids, the boys, respond to you when you first started coaching, and maybe how did that morph over the course of the season?
You know, that's a question that I got a lot even before I started coaching, and everyone would ask, well, how do you think the boys are going to respond to having a young female coach? And I never looked at it as being a female coaching a boys program. I didn't take the job to kind of make a statement that females can coach boys. I took the job because I wanted to coach. I wanted to change the program around. And I think the boys really respected that I knew the game of soccer and I knew what I was talking about. So I got that question a lot, how I thought the boys would respond. And I couldn't have asked for a better turnout and attitude from all of them. They came into the season wanting to win, and they had the same expectations and the same kind of outlook that I had. They wanted to win. They wanted to get better. And they respected that I came into the season knowing what I was talking about. And we all had the same idea that we wanted to win the season. We wanted to turn things around. So there was never a problem with the boys in respect levels. I felt respected from the first day of preseason up until the end of the season. Because I think they really appreciated having someone come in, know the game, and just see where the season could go.
Well, you have to understand, I'm a man of a certain age, very old, and I was brought up in a different era, so I had to ask the question, but you put your finger on it. What matters is, do you know what you're doing? And a kid will respond to that, of course. And also, you know, you mentioned respect. Whoops, I just knocked my microphone off here. You know, the kids want to win, and when they see that you come in with an attitude and you know what you're doing, you can demonstrate some stuff. That's all that matters, male or female. But I got to tell you, I used to hate it when a friend of mine, she used to beat me at tennis every day, and it just drove me crazy. But I got guys that beat me every day too. So back to the story here. Amesbury is a great story. This year in particular, Glenn's telling me that the boys' program hadn't won a league game in a long time.
Yeah, I think it had been 10 years since the boys have won a league game. Yep.
And this is you got your first win in 4 years, so obviously you got to feel good about it. So tell me a little bit about the season and maybe who some of your leaders are.
Yeah, of course. It's funny. A lot of people ask me, "Well, how do you feel after your first win? It's amazing." And I can honestly say I wasn't that shocked that we won a game because the boys had been working so hard over the summer, even throughout the whole entire season, and it was only a matter of time that first win would come, and attitudes were up and positive. So I have to credit everything to this team because they were up at 6 a.m. over the summer having trainings, having captains' practices. So they put all the hard work in. They made my job extremely easy this year. Because they showed up to every practice, every game, wanting to win. And it was only a matter of time that those results would come. And it definitely feels good to win, and it feels great to have a first Cal win in the past 10 years. But I can't sit here and say I was completely shocked because I lucked out with such a great group of guys this year and very, very talented players who contributed a lot to this team. So it's great to hear that we made history, but I was not shocked by it whatsoever.
Well, not only were you not shocked, but it sounds like you're definitely not satisfied. You know, in sports, they talk about moral victories. There really isn't any such thing. And when you win, when you go out there in the field, you expect to win. You play to win. I mean, there are some teams maybe you may be overmatched with when you first start out in certain leagues. But I love the attitude you have. And with these guys, you expect to win. So again, mention a couple of kids who were your leaders this year.
So I had four amazing captains this year. We had Richie Morris, all seniors, Jared Pender, Max Bowler, and Drew Mahoney, who led this team in every single game. And they all played at 80 minutes in each game, and they were strong leaders on the field. But then we also had a few juniors in there as well. So Jake Callinan was in our back line, who was a key player this whole entire season. Drew Davis, who is our point leader, who has a few goals and assists. He played in the midfield and completely dominated in a lot of games. And then we have Jacob Malberg, who is our striker, who put a few goals in throughout the season. That kind of got attitudes up when we were finding the back of the net. But every single player on this team has put in so much work. And I have to credit all 18 of them on varsity that put the time and effort in practices and games. But those seniors and upperclassmen made a huge impact. And our keeper is an underclassman, Charlie Mackey. He's a sophomore. But coming in as a sophomore where your team is mostly upperclassmen can be a little difficult. But he was confident, and he played in every single game this year, and I'm super proud of how he played as well because he kept us alive in a lot of games.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's got some experience to bring into next year. A couple more questions, Coach. What was it like coaching this year with what you had to go through, with what the kids are going through and what you're still doing remotely and so on? What were some of the adjustments maybe that you had to make that maybe you weren't quite aware of, perhaps when you went good into coaching? In other words, you know, you've got your experience, you know what it's like to be on the field, you've worked with coaches who have influenced you, but then you didn't have that same kind of blank palette when you started coaching.
It was definitely a unusual season to start. Going into that first day of preseason with all of these rules and protocols that we had to follow along, I was a little nervous what we were going to be able to do shoulder to shoulder. But we were able to figure it out and play this new game of soccer, I guess you would call it. At times it felt like the whistle was always being blown, but we adjusted and adapted to it, and I think we were able to play with a game plan all season, which our game plan was a possession style game, and that came out in every single game that we played in, just moving the ball around and passing it through teams, which definitely showed in a lot of our games this season, since you can't do the shoulder to shoulder and you can't go up for headers. So it was super important for our team to keep the ball on the ground, pass to feet, and pass around teams, because once you went shoulder to shoulder, you had some sort of contact, the whistle would blow. And it definitely took a few games to kind of get used to the new rules and waiting for the whistles, which kind of frustrated a few boys on the field at times. But it's just something that we had to deal with and adjust this season. But I would honestly say I think we adapted and adjusted quickly and found our game plan and used that throughout the season, which led to the last couple wins and ties at the end of our season.
If we go back to a regular schedule here and we go back to regular soccer, relatively soon, it probably wouldn't be too hard to get back to the normal coaching style and the normal play. But if this thing goes on for a while, do you anticipate it would be difficult to open the game back up the way it's supposed to be played or the way it has been played traditionally?
It's a really great question. I think with the boys, they've been playing this sport their whole life, so they're already so used to the regular rules of soccer. So I think when we eventually go back to that and we take out some of the rules that were put into place this season, I think the boys will be able to adjust and go back to that. Because once we were able to find our game plan, nothing really changed. Normally, if this was a normal season, our game plan would be a possession-style game and find feet and work the ball around and add in the COVID rules, and we were still able to do that exact same thing. It's kind of threw us off a few times that you couldn't head the ball, because that's their first instinct if there's a 50-50 ball. So that will be I can anticipate that being a little difficult when we go back to the normal game of soccer, because now they're so used to not heading the ball. But for the most part, our style game is exactly what we would do if it was a normal soccer game: possession, play to feet, and work the ball around. And that's where we found success in our games, when we played that type of soccer, which once we get back to normal soccer, the boys will be just fine, I think.
Coach, did you have some help? Do you have an assistant coach or JV or freshman coach?
Yeah, I was super fortunate to have the help of Colin Sullivan, who is actually one of the football coaches for the high school team, and Caitlin McCall. They both coached JV this year, and they were amazing. Having Colin on the sideline, who's a football coach, kind of added that extra intensity during practices and games. So having them at practice, at the JV games, and on the sideline just added everything to this season. And I can't thank them enough for stepping up and helping out, especially during such an unusual season. So they've been amazing from the beginning since they started.
Sounds like the Irish-Scottish connection up there in Amesbury. Pretty cool. I like that. finally, Coach, plan for the future. What's next for you guys? And, obviously... I had one more question to ask you before I want to ask you about let's do that first. Soccer plans for the future, what's up next?
Soccer plans for the future. Well, we're super lucky that we have a great group of underclassmen, and we had a ton of numbers this season. Going into tryouts and preseason, we had 37 total, which is great for any high school program. We had a lot of freshmen and sophomores this year, so developing them this year, even next year, until they're at the varsity level is just going to be amazing. To have those younger players coming from the youth programs will be great, because keeping this momentum and these positive attitudes into next season will be a huge influence, because I think we've started to change the culture of this program. We are no longer the losing team of the Cal. We are a team that is fighting in each game. We're competitive, and I think other schools recognize that, and that's only going to follow into next season. And I'm super excited to see what next season holds for us, because we have a great group that's returning. I'm sad that we're graduating 9 seniors this year. That had such a huge impact on the team, but I'm super fortunate that we have a great group of underclassmen and a great group of juniors this year who will be our leaders for next season. So if we carry all of this, all of these positive attitudes and the momentum into next season, I'm just excited to see what's going to happen.
Sounds like the start of a long, happy career at Amesbury High School that's going to work two ways, you being proud of them and the community being proud of you. I know that Athletic Director Guerin is very proud of the work that you've done so far, and that's awesome. I want to ask you one more question about teaching, Maddie, if I may. You know, I taught for many, many years. I taught mathematics at the high school. I cannot imagine what you guys are going through right now. So where this is your beginning, and maybe you had a little, as you were saying, internship with this initially back in the spring, how is it going right now? How are things working out for you teaching your classes?
I think if you asked any teacher, they would probably say it's definitely a little bit different. I just miss seeing the kids face-to-face and forming those relationships, because that's why we teach. That's why we want to be in this profession, to have those relationships with kids and be that teacher that can hopefully impact those students. So being over the computer is a little bit difficult, not seeing students face-to-face, but all the teachers in Amesbury have adapted and adjusted to remote learning, and everyone is putting in so much effort and time, and the teachers really support each other. So as strange and unusual as it has been, I feel so supported by the teachers and community around me, and we're getting through it, and I think things are going pretty well. Remote learning has, I'm sure, has been tough for a lot of teachers in the area and everywhere, but the support that Amesbury has and the teachers there, we've been able to kind of figure it out and get through this. But it's definitely been a weird and unusual time, but I feel very fortunate of where I am and where I'm teaching, because the support from the teachers and the district and the town has been amazing. I definitely didn't think my first year of teaching would be over the computer, but I feel very lucky to be where I am and to be in the community, because I think it's going pretty well with the circumstances that we were handed.
That is Amesbury boys soccer coach Maddie McLean with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.